AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. People fully vaccinated now have at least some of the guidance they've been looking for from the federal health officials on what they can do. AP Sagar Magani reports there's still a bit of confusion.
The CDC says those who have been fully vaccinated can get together indoors without wearing masks or social distancing and visit unvaccinated but healthy people. Several times during a news conference, Director Rochelle Walensky referenced grandparents and grandkids.
You can visit your grandparents if you have been vaccinated and they have been too.
But Walensky notes that's only if they're local. The CDC is not changing its recommendations on travel, which is still discouraged and may seem confusing for those who figure the vaccinations gave them a green light to hit the road. There's also no specific guidance on visiting restaurants and other businesses, except that even fully vaccinated people should still wear masks in public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On this International Women's Day,
we need the young women just beginning their careers in the military service to see it and know that no door will be closed to them.
President Biden nominating two female generals to four-star general, Vice President Kamala Harris.
General Jacqueline Van Overst and Lieutenant General Laura Richardson are some of the best. And in fact, I would say the best of the best.
Jury selection delayed for at least a day in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in connection with George Floyd's death. Another charge may be added. Terrence Floyd is George Floyd's brother.
I just know and believe in my heart that it's going to be changed regardless for us as a nation.
Jury selection coming trial have drawn protesters to the streets outside the Hennepin County Courthouse in Minneapolis. Chauvin and three other officers were fired. The others face trial in August on lesser charges. This is AP News. The state investigation of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo goes forward.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has appointed a former federal prosecutor and an employment attorney to investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo. James has tabbed June Kim, who was acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and employment attorney Ann Clark to conduct the probe. Several women, including three former staff members, have accused Cuomo of making inappropriate comments and, in some cases, giving them uncomfortable hugs or unwanted kisses. Cuomo has denied touching anyone inappropriately. On Sunday, Cuomo said he does not intend to resign. I'm Mike Gracia.
Students at LSU stage a sit-in at the football building on campus in response to the school's handling of sexual misconduct cases involving athletics. Students want two athletic administrators who were suspended fired instead. The suspensions follow a review of how the university has handled sexual misconduct complaints. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.